Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Series on the Holy Spirit tonight. This is it. I hope you are ready. How many of y'all been learning some stuff out of the book of Acts? Well, you just thought that you learned some stuff because tonight I'm about to just take you to a whole nother realm. How many of y'all are ready for Acts chapter 28? I mean, are you ready for this? Okay, how many of you realize for the past 2 weeks we've been preaching about the Word? Paul got a word that said you're going to Rome, but how many of you know when God gives you a word, the journey is ahead? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Okay, so y'all ain't got to say nothing. When you get a word, everybody wants to jump and shout, and oh, glory to God, I got a word. I got a word. The prophet gave me a word. Now the next part is activating the word. The word is a part of the journey. How many of you are in the process of the journey right now? Just let me see your hand. We're in the journey right now. Now, how many of you know that in the middle of your journey, you come into some storms? Oh, y'all got quiet on the storm part, so I guess it's all good in your hood. Yeah, I said that. I hope that didn't come out the wrong way. How many of y'all, it's just so good? I mean, you don't have any storms going on. There ain't no sickness in your family. Nobody being rushed to the hospital. Nobody going on. Come on, listen, they rushed my dad to the emergency room yesterday, had to do a little bit of surgery on him, and thank you, Jesus, he is home doing great. Right. Amen. We've had a lot of people this week gone to be with Jesus. We've had a lot of people going through the hospital and going through different things, still standing, fever broke in Jesus' name. Amen. But how many of you realize that in the journey, you got to go through the storm? You can't just camp out in the storm and get in a pity party. No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, even Jonah was smart enough that when he hit rock bottom in the belly of a fish, Jonah was smart enough to reach up and say, you know what? I know a God even though I ran from him. Anybody here ever been in a place where you have been in a pit so far that you couldn't even pray? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. You ever been in a place so hard that you couldn't even open up your word because it was so heavy and so hard, but what you did was open up your mouth and called upon the name of the Lord, and when you called on the name of the Lord, what happened? He came into your pit, and he caused you to be spewed out. No, y'all ain't going to help me right now. That ain't even what I was going to preach. That was just for somebody here. Listen, you might feel like you in the pit, but you're about to get... Some of y'all here feel like you've been in a lion's den, but I got news for you. You just been sitting back on one of the furriest pillows you've ever been on because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Are you hearing me? Listen, when you break through, miracles happen. I want to give God praise, man. We had 12 first-time salvations in our summer camp today. Y'all could have gave God a better praise than that right there. 12 little souls that came to have fun and they met Jesus. 12 kids gave their heart to Jesus for the first time today. No, y'all ain't gonna. Y'all, your wood's wet. Listen, all of heaven's louder than y'all are right now. I'm sorry, but man, when I got the call today and it said, Pastor, we just had 12 kids give their heart to the Lord. I was going all over the house. Listen, I already knew they were having a party in heaven. I was just trying to get myself jacked up for it. Sometimes when you've been through the storm and you've been beat on and you've been weary and you've been tired, you have to learn to take the victories when they come, and you got to celebrate in the victory. Guys, y'all got to hear me tonight. Some of y'all, we focus so much on the storm and the test and the trial that when you get a victory out of it, you don't even celebrate. Some of y'all need to celebrate your victories. Amen. Because sometimes there's only hope when you can. People look at me and say, you're an optimist. Yes, I am, because I have the greatest author of it. It's called hope. And then on the other side of that, hope's called faith. the substance of things hoped for. Can I just help everybody? As long as I don't lose hope, the evidence has to... No, see, what happens is in the middle of your storm, see, I have to go here for a minute. In the middle of your storm, the enemy is after your hope. You realize that in just this last week, I begin to teach you about when they threw everything off the boat, everything, and then they cut the ropes on the lifeboats that was there. See, some of y'all are so ready to get out of your mess, you'll jump on any boat you can to get out of it. No, y'all ain't going to help me. That's okay. I'm just going to preach anyways. And it's the wrong boat. Sometimes you just got to hold on. No, y'all. See, the old saints used to say you got to hold on. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. You know your grandma and you know your great-grandma used to tell you, honey, all you got to do is just hold on. Just hold on for a little while longer, because when you do, so let's get to Acts chapter 28, because I have been waiting for this chapter right here. Are y'all ready? Acts chapter 28 and verse 1. How many of you realize that when you get a word, it's going to happen as long as you don't quit on it? Are y'all hearing me? Everybody's a winner as long as you do your best. The only people who are losers are quitters. Are you hearing me? So watch this. And when they had escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. Verse 2, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, and they received every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. Verse 3, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a snake, a viper out of the heat, and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw this, the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers him not to live. In other words, justice just caught up with him. Verse 5, and he shook off the beast. No, y'all need to catch this. And he shook off the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they looked a great while and saw no harm came to him, they changed their minds. I can't wait for this. And said that he was a god. Can I just stop right here for a second? Y'all don't mind if I spend a little time right here? See, you got to understand, in your journey, there is going to come a storm. The storm is meant to push you off course. The storm is meant to keep you from your destiny. The storm is meant to get you distracted so that you miss the word. You miss your window of opportunity. Are you hearing me? But sometimes when the storm comes, even though you are not supposed to go there, God uses a storm to get you to the place where he can do something radically in your life. How many of you in here could be honest right now? How many of y'all would honestly say, if you could go back in time, you would change something? Raise your hand. Now, I'm going to put forth this challenge to you. This is a question I had the Lord ask me. He said, if you could go back in time, what would you change? And I started thinking about all the things. And then I began to settle something. I said, Lord, if I could really go back and change anything, then I would change my character. So why would I go back and change anything when all of those tests, all of those storms, all of those trials just got me to the place that I am now? So can I just help you? There's a verse that says, and forgetting those things which are... No, y'all didn't help me. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press. Now, see, what I'm trying to get you to realize tonight is that the storms come into your life not to take you out, but to raise you up. And the Word says that He wouldn't put nothing on you more than you can bear. See, you got to understand that when things come, it's because the Lord is going, I got you in this. I'm greater in you, and I want to cause you to become greater with me. The more you go through, the greater you be. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Come on. See, you got to understand, the best fighters in the world are really great, but when they lose one, when they lose one is when they come back even more. They train harder than they've ever trained before. How many of y'all ever lost a battle with the devil? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I ain't going to lie up in church. How many of you ever lost a battle where you know that you gave up on something right before your miracle, right before your breakthrough, and you realized that, and then you went, oh, God, if I could just go back, and the Lord said, I'll bring it back around again. And this time when you go back around, you're stronger than what you were. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Can I just help you? Everything you've been through in your life was just to get you to the place you are right now. I know the storm was tough. I know you might have had to swim for it, Lachey. I know you might have had to get out of some stuff. I know you might have had to let go of some things. You might even watched your ship go under. But it was just to get you to the place where God could do something bigger in your life. Is everybody doing okay? Y'all looking at me like I'm strange. Pastor, what are you trying to say? See, you got to understand when Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, you have to understand that you're not going to have peace. But what you have is the Christ that's in you that brings peace. See, you get a false sense and the devil lies to you and he says, oh, you ain't supposed to go through nothing. No, the truth is every storm that comes my way, every test that comes my way, I have to realize there's one that walked on it. And he'll come right in the middle of it. And if he's got to stand up and declare to it, be still, then he can't. Y'all ain't helping me. Y'all, listen, I'm giving you some word right now. See, what you got to understand is that everybody made it. There was a word when he was on the ship. He said, if everybody will just stay right here, right this moment, not one man will lose his life. How many lives were lost when they hit the beach? None. Can I just help you? When God's got you, you don't lose stuff. You may have to release some things, but you ain't going to lose. No, y'all. Guys, y'all got to hear me right now. Some of you are going to have to let go of some things and maybe watch it go under. But when you do, you got to realize that God said, if you just release that now, I'm just bringing you into something greater. Y'all got to hear me. No. See, when things are going under, sometimes you just got to trust God and go, you know what, Lord? Maybe that was just what you wanted to do, because I realize on the other side of this, you have to understand that that boat was only enough to get them to another destination. See, you got to understand that when things in your life fall to the side, it was only to take you so far. Golly. So when it goes, let it go. No, I ain't going to go there. See, we have to realize that the place that they came upon was called Melita. When you look up the word Melita, it means honey. It's sweet. They could have landed anywhere. They could have been shipwrecked anywhere. Y'all need to hear me right now. But you need to understand that even when the wreck comes, God's trying to get you to a place of rest. He's trying to get you into a place of promotion. He's trying to get you into a place of anointing. He's trying to get you. Y'all ain't going to say nothing up in this house. And I don't care, because I'm going to preach it anyways. Even though it goes under, he's just trying to position you into a place where he can use you greater than you've ever been used before. Sometimes I bet you Johnny sits back and goes, why am I going through school at my age? Why am I facing this? Why am I raising grandkids? Why am I doing this? Why am I going back to school? Why am I facing this? Why did this happen and why did that happen? Can I just help you? It's just to get you to the place where God can get all the glory out of your life. And when you learn to give Him glory in the middle of the storm or in the middle of the beach crash or wherever you need to be at or whatever happened in your life, when you learn to give Him praise right in the middle of it, whenever you have to go and have surgeries done or you want to quit and give up, you give Him praise anyway. Stephanie told me today, she said, Pastor, the only way I make it through is I put on my praise in the morning and I listen to my praise all day and I pump myself up and I surround myself with people who are full of the... That's how I make it through. That's how I face things that are not. Let me keep going. And here in verse 2, you find Him coming across a people that, again, was not very intellectual. Do you understand what barbarian people are? They're rough people. Anybody here know some rough people? I is one. I'm sorry. I am one. Let me rephrase that. But here you find the favor of God. Listen, you looked at the storm. You looked at what went under. And then God put you in a place where there were some people that should have never helped you. Can I just help some people in here right quick? When you go to the hospital and they really care about you. When you come riding through the door and they go, oh, no, you're not supposed to be in here. I know who you are and I know where you go to church and I know how much you pray and I know how much you... No, see, you're missing this. When you have godly doctors that walk over and pray for you before they diagnose you. These people, as they watched Him come out of the water, they begin to get sticks and they begin to build a fire for them. It says that they kindled a fire and they received everyone. It didn't make a difference if you was a Roman or a prisoner, they received him. How many of you are so glad that God's putting you in a place where it's not by your title? Now, y'all miss that. Listen, when God's with you, they won't look at your title. No, y'all missed it. It don't matter your education. When God is with you, He'll cause the dumb things to confound the wise things. No, y'all, you listen, you ain't helping me one bit. No, you need to catch this. What happened here is God came into the middle of what was a disaster, and then you find a people that should have never helped anybody begin to pour out hospitality. Look past their titles. Oh, you a white woman. Oh, you a black woman. Oh, you Hispanic. Oh, you this. Oh, you from that side of the track. They look past every bit of that and went, you know what? We see the need is that you're wet and you're cold. Do you understand that you got a God that supplies your needs? No, listen, see, no matter what, when stuff like this happens, your titles go out the window. Isn't it funny when a hurricane comes, you find the president takes his hat off from being the president and comes down and helps throw sandbags. Comes out and passes out food. No, y'all ain't going to help me. No, y'all missing all this right here. You find people in high places that come down and go, you know what, let me help right here. You had 12 boys and a coach in Thailand, and you have major countries from around the world that go, we want to help. We're going to send people right now. See, you got to understand that when there is something of a degree of this, that God will cause things that would never help before to begin to help. Can I just help you with something? How many of y'all in a mess that you know you can't make it out of? I got great news for you. There's some hospitality coming your way that you can't control. Can I keep going? They show no little kindness. They kindled a fire. Everybody say they started the fire. This is important. Say they started the fire. They received everyone. What did they do? They received everyone. They started the fire. How many of y'all see this? Because there's something here I want to show you. In life, there is going to be attacks. Sometimes it's corporate. One thing I can say about pastoring this church, I can tell when there's a corporate attack upon the church. How many of y'all been battling symptoms in your body? Sickness. Look at the hands. And then you watch God come through the house and heal everybody. And the next week, all of a sudden it's financial. How many of y'all have seen it? And then the Lord comes through, and He's the one that has a cattle on a thousand hill. He's the one that supplies all of our needs according to His riches in glory. And then all of a sudden the attack changes from being in a physical need to being an emotional need. All of a sudden, things that you haven't battled in years, all of a sudden you got it creeping back in your... No, y'all ain't going to help me. Do you realize that the enemy is constantly looking? Who use your job? Who use your spouse? Who use your kids? Y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. Who use your pastor? Y'all get quiet on. Y'all laughed on that one. No, there's some times when pastor has to speak a word and you don't receive it, you get offended. I don't do it to be mean. I do it for the salvation of your soul. Sometimes you just got to speak it blunt. Sometimes I just got to cut you off, because what happens is if I don't, I enable you to stay where you are. And true love is on the inside as I'm dying, because what I really want to do is snatch you out of it. Let me keep moving. Watch this. Verse 3. How many of y'all are good Christians? Best you can be. Man, y'all had a hard time with that. That finger was too big. I better go to this finger. I didn't say perfect Christian. I said, how many of y'all are a good Christian? You know that Christ lives on the inside of you. Go home right now. If He split the sky, you know you're on your way up. You'd be going, yep, rapture practice. You know it. You're doing the best that you can do. How many of you have just, even though you didn't have it, you gave it anyways? How many of you have helped somebody when you really couldn't help him? How many of you have ever sacrificed? No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Everybody say good. Isn't it funny that Paul is the only one that while they're showing hospitality, Paul goes, let me kick in some. Watch what happened. As he was gathering a bundle of sticks and he laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat. And what did it do? Anybody here ever done something for God and all of a sudden something bites you? No, listen. Can I just help you with this? Let me remind you of something. The enemy is just like a snake. He did it in Genesis. He deceived in Genesis because he knew he really couldn't touch him because he knew God walked with him. Do you understand that the anointing in your life and the word that God gives you, the enemy will try to come and suck the life out of you? You know what a viper does? It literally, when it latches onto you, it holds onto you and tries to pump everything that it is in you. Do you understand that the same viper was sent from the enemy? The devil said, well, I can't kill him with the Jews. I can't kill him in a shipwreck. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Everything I've tried, I can't do it. But you know what I'll do? I'll attack his heart. I'll attack when he serves. I'll attack when he steps out of where his personal stuff is and he helps others. No, come on. How many of you ever been attacked right when you stepped up to help God or do what God's called you to do or help somebody? You got attacked. That thing latched onto you. And you have to understand that the fire was already burning. Why didn't it latch on anybody else? no weapon. It didn't say weapons. Read your Bible. No weapon formed against you shall. Do you understand? The enemy went, okay, I couldn't kill you in a storm. I couldn't kill you with the Jews. I'll form one weapon that when he's doing just what his heart is for the people, then I'm going to cause that weapon to strike. See, when he can't take you out corporately, then he wants to get personal. How many of y'all feel some personal attacks lately? I've had some people come against my character, come against things I've said, come against even what I live in, even the car. Are you serious? I work for my car. I work hard for my car. Your wife's driving a new car. It is not a new car, but I keep it like it is. Don't attack me for what I've got. I'm blessed. See, you got to understand here that the enemy was waiting the whole time, but you got to understand when you take someone who has the anointing of God and then they put their servant into place, it causes the heat to come to it. Oh, no, you see. See, you got to understand. You wonder why people manifesting around you right now. You wonder why people acting out around you right now. You know why? It's because there's something on the inside of you that is heating up things around. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. No. See, where you were a pushover before, you're not a pushover now. Oh, yeah. You're heating up. Johnny's like, man, I get hit in every turn. Why am I getting hit in every turn? It's because every night from about 8:30 at night to about 1 o'clock in the morning, the man's in the Word. What do you expect? You're turning up the heat, baby. Wonder why when he sings, set a fire down in my soul, and everybody goes, woo. Shout the anointing. The Holy Spirit shouted the anointing. It breaks yokes. It crushes the hard things. Guys, y'all got to catch me right now. Listen, you got to hear this. Watch this. Do you understand that the enemy is trying to kill the anointing? He's trying to attack your character. See, what's the next thing they said when they seen the viper attached to his hand? The first thing they did was said, he's a murderer. How many of you in here has been attacked? Come on, let me see your hand. Be truthful. How many of you have been attacked? And what's the first thing somebody comes and says? Well, you know you missed it. What about Job? Think about Job for a minute. Poor Job didn't do nothing. Not a thing. He did nothing wrong. Man. And then to have God look the devil in his face and said, have you considered this guy? Do you understand it was a setup? Can I help you, Miss Dot? Everything you're going through is just a setup. Stephanie, everything you're going through is just a setup. Miss Kathy, everything you're going through is just a setup. Stephanie, everything you're going through is just a setup. It may not look like it right now. It may not look like it to your face right now, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Look at Pastor. Listen to this. It's a setup. And if you will just stay strong, are you realizing this? Even his best friends come up and said, Job, why don't you just repent? His wife. Why don't you just give up, curse God, and die, sucker? Ain't you had enough? Throw in the towel. Do you understand that Paul is trying to teach us something here? In your life, you'll get a word from God. You will go through the journey. You will go through storms. You will see things fall corporately. You'll watch the anointing fall corporately. You'll watch people get attacked corporately. You'll watch all of us come through No, y'all ain't going to help me. Okay. But then when you get on the beach and you think it's all going to be all right, is when the enemy goes, now I got to attack them personally. And he attacks first with a weapon, but then he goes after your character. You know, can I just ask a question? One question. How many of you have been talked about this week? Raise your hand. Look at the hands. Miss Dot's like, I dare him to say something about me because I'm. No, how many of you? Look at the hands. Look, lift them up again. Look at the hands. This is we look at it as a personal attack, but look how he's attacked. Hold on. They come after me, both barrels loaded. But again, every tongue that rises against me, no weapon formed against me. Are you seeing this? As the anointing of the man of God in his servanthood hit the fire out of the heat, here it comes and fastens to his hand. But look at verse 4. Go to verse 4 real quick. I know you've heard this preached before, but you got to catch this. And the barbarians seen it. They seen this venomous beast. How many of y'all know the devil's called a beast? Beast. Hanging on his hand. How many of y'all feel like when you do something for God, it just seems like the enemy attacks it, and it just hangs on your hand? Why don't you try greeting at the front door, and all of a sudden you can't stand up because your legs and your ankles are swelling? Isn't it amazing that he attacks your ankles and his legs because you're standing at the front? Never mind, I'll just have that one on. What about if you're singing on the praise team and all of a sudden your throat doesn't want to work, or all of a sudden you start getting, your hands start cramping and you start getting all this stuff going on? Come on, how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You try to preach the word and all of a sudden your mind just is not clear anymore. Oh, y'all ain't say nothing. Y'all ain't going to say nothing because I'm preaching truth. Watch this. And they said among themselves, they said, no doubt this man is a murderer whom we have. Look, he escaped the sea and the vengeance of it, but he's not going to live. How many people wrote you off? I can't tell you how many times I've had people leave this church and just say, that church is going to die. That church is going to die. It ain't going to make it without us. I had one stand at the door one time and said, this ain't nothing but a bunch of devil worshiping church. I looked at them, I said, the devil's about to go out the door. Carry yourself out the door. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord in this house. No, you're going to live and not die. No, you look at somebody and tell them, you're going to live and not die. I don't care if it attaches to your hand. Y'all need to hear me. Just go ahead and say, I'm going to live and not die. See, as soon as he looked at that thing on his hand, he goes, I'm going to live and not die. I got a word. 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 And you know what? It didn't bother him to just shake the beast off. Some of y'all are just going to. No. You got to get out of your mess. You got to get out of your mindset. You got to get out of your circumstance. And you just got to. No, don't just fling it off to the side where he can come back and bite you again. Oh, no, y'all got to hear me. No, you better hear me right now. Where did he put him at? He put him right back in the fire. He said, beast, I'm going to go ahead and tell you there's a lake of fire set up for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and shake you off back in the fire because this is a prelude of what's coming for you. You come against me with a weapon, but it will not prosper. No, some of y'all got to catch this. Listen, the weapon may be formed. It may be attached to you in some way, shape, and form in your life right now. How many of y'all maybe got some fangs hooked into you right now? You want me to be real serious? In your finances, every time you go to do something, you can't buy it. And then what happens is you realize your bills are bigger than your paycheck. And the first thing that goes out the window is your tithes and your offerings to the Lord. So the enemy talks you out of your blessing. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? I'll catch it up next week. And then around next week, here comes something else. Pastor, you just had to go there, didn't you? A relationship. About the time you start going good with God, you fall in love with Him, something from your past comes. It's been a long time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Or maybe the bottle starts knocking on the door. Or that addiction starts knocking on that door. Y'all ain't helping me right now. No, some of y'all in here, y'all just going to have to go ahead and just go, You came from the fire, and you got to go back. No, you have to understand. We're called to reign with Him in heavenly places. Our place was never meant to be in hell. We were not created to be in hell. Revelation actually says that the mouth of hell has to stretch to take the people that decide to go into it. You were not designed to go there. You were fearfully and wonderfully made to be His creation, to learn to shake off when it comes to you. It's time for us to put it back in the fire. Put it back in the fire. Put that relationship back in the fire. No. Some of y'all need to listen. Y'all need to start taking your checkbook out and putting your hands on it and go, God, show me the foxes that spoil the vine. Lord, show. No. Come on. Listen. If the shoes and the clothes didn't wear off the Israelites, Pastor, you done went too far. No, I'm stretching your mind right now. I'm trying to get you to receive how big your God is. If God didn't let the rubber come off the soles of their shoes, what's to say that He can't do something for you? What about them clothes? My granny's with Jesus right now, but you know what she used to tell me? She said, son, if you just leave that stuff in the closet, it'll come back in style. I just seen a daughter touch her mama go, mama, leave them things in there. And then when it comes back in style, you go, oh, mama, don't wear those things. Hello? It didn't deteriorate. Because you know what? She realized that everything she got, God gave her. And all she did was just wait for the opportunity to put it on just one more. See, some of y'all in here, you listen, you might be going through a place right now where you're in weeping, but joy's in the closet. And when you close your eyes on that day, you can walk in your closet and it's beaming going, yeah, but joy's in the morning. No, you got to. And don't just shake it off where it can come back and bite you again. Guys, y'all got to hear me. There's just some things in your life you got to tell it. No, you're going right back into the pit where you came from. I'm returning this back to the sender and you can't come back. Can you go to the next verse? Go to verse 6. Watch this. We got to move fast. Man, Lord, where did the time go? And they looked, and they should have seen him swollen and even fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, How many of you got some people staring at you right now? Oh, good. No, no, come on, say it. Yeah, I got some people watching me right now. Come on. How many people in here who gave their heart to Jesus in the past 2 years, people are going, I wonder how long that's going to stick. I wonder how. Okay, so you just gave your, oh, you got baptized last week. Oh, I'm going to see how long that's going to stick. Let me see how long that's going to stick. And you know what? I'm going to come by and push your button just to see if what you left under the water is under the water. Oh, yeah, no, no. Y'all ain't going to help me right here, are you? Uh-uh. No, they sat on the sidelines and went, okay, so now we're just going to sit back and watch. How many of you got some people who are hiding out watching you going, I'm just waiting for them to fall. I'm just waiting for them to give up. I'm just waiting for them to die. I'm just waiting for them to go ahead and go back to the way they were. That way they can come back and be with me. No, I got great news for you. After they looked a great while, they saw that no harm. Can I help you? Let them hide in the bushes. But as you keep walking with Christ, what's going to happen is they're going to go after a while. You know what? We just might as well give up. There ain't no way they're going back to the way they used to be. I see that. Listen, I might as well go ahead and change my mind. Some of y'all got some people right now want you to go back to the way you used to be so bad because you know what? They just know if you get back there, they got you again. I got some great news for you. Keep marching. Keep moving, soldier. Just keep walking. Shake it off. Every time it latches on you, shake it off. And you know what? After a while, they're finally just going to change their mind and give up. Just keep walking. Look at me, soldiers. Keep your head up. He's your shield and the lifter of your head. Keep your head up. Pull your shoulders back and just keep right on moving. Just go ahead and throw another stick on the fire and go, I'm going to put a little bit more anointing on there. Let me put a little bit more prayer on there. Let me get a little bit more fasting on there. Let me pray for another lost loved one. Let me get some kids saved, all 12 of them today. After a while, they're going to just say, you know what? You a hopeless case. It's absolutely true. You're not who you used to be. And just so I can help some of y'all, yes, you have friends that come talk to me. Tell them, I don't want your dirty secrets. They don't come to me with your dirty secrets. You know what they come to me and say? What in the world have you done? Just to help some of y'all, I'll bump into them at Walmart. They go, they're still going to your church? Yeah. Wide open. Yeah. What in the world? Well, let me just help you with that. It's not of this world. They had an encounter with one who's not of this world. They had an encounter with one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They had an encounter with an Abba Father that loves them more than you can ever understand. And what you got to understand is as long as they keep their eyes on Jesus, no matter how hard you push them, press them, poke them, kick them, talk about them, they're just going to keep right on walking because you might get them for a little while, but as they grow in God, they're going to realize that the weapon that you're trying to use, you won't even be able to make prosper anymore. How many of y'all ready to see some people just finally give up? No, because I'll go ahead and tell you, there's some people out there right now, they don't want you to make it. Hey! They don't want you to make it. Because every time they get around you, the Holy Spirit convicts them. They looked at Paul and they went, he must be a god. I don't want to be a god, but I want to be a Christian. You know what Christian really stands for? A little Christ. I just want to be a little Jesus running around. Come on, how many of y'all just want to be a little Jesus running around? Anybody want to be able to walk in Walmart, you see somebody, you pray for them, you watch them get healed, they go by you with a limp and they come by carrying their cane. Come on, they walk by you depressed. You stop and you just breathe a little word into them, and then all of a sudden you realize that they get a little. Look at the next verse, verse 7, real quick. Because here's what's getting ready to happen. If you will realize the Word takes you into the journey, and you come through the storm, and you make it through the personal attack, there's some things that begin to happen. And this is where I want to so encourage you tonight. Are you ready? In the same place, there was a chief man of the island whose name was Publius, and he received them. And they lodged there 3 days without paying a thing. Can we go to the next verse? And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and of a bloody flux. I'll just help you because I had to study this. You know what it actually meant? He ate something contaminated and he was rotting from the inside. To whom Paul entered in, prayed and laid his hands on him, watch this, and healed him. Wait a minute, the same guy who just shook a snake off. Guys, you got to catch this. How fast can you shake off your attack? How fast can you come out of your storm? Guys, are you catching me? See, Paul didn't focus on the storm. He didn't focus on the snake. He focused on the next window of opportunity. Because Paul knew he had a word. Guys, listen to me. Things are going to come, but when they come, do I focus on it? Do I look for what God is trying to do? Verse 9, real fast. Watch this, because you got to see this. So when this was done, others also who had diseases in the island came and they were healed. Now, how many of you read your Bible, or did you just read through that? Some of y'all looking at it going, well, of course I read it. Everybody who came. Now, here comes the corporate anointing again. Everybody who came was healed. It went from a corporate attack to a personal attack. From a personal healing to a corporate. How many of y'all see how God takes something and turns it right back around again? Can I help you? How many of y'all been through the corporate attack? Yeah, you've been with me right here. Hey! How many of y'all been going through the personal attack? Can I help you? Are you ready? It's time for some personal miracles. And then it's time for some corporate miracle. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Are you ready? Because what God's getting ready to do is turn this thing around. Because what he's trying to do is get you to the Word. Go to verse 10. Quickly. I only got a couple minutes. Who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. Can I help you? There was no want. Oh, y'all missed this. I went from a place where everything was destroyed. Oh, y'all got to hear me. How many of y'all just right now feel like you hit rock bottom, you ain't got nothing else, you just feel like it's all broken, busted, disgusting, and there ain't nothing else? I got great news for you. It's just in the place where God's trying to get you to where he can use you and then allow the anointing to corporately spread so that what will happen next is that your needs will be met. See, you're wondering, how do you get two pennies to make a nickel? When all God's trying to do is get you to release the anointing and watch him step back and supply in whatever. Some of you right here done gave up on God. You trying to meet your own need. No, I'm not meeting my own need. I'm trusting God. I've been through the storm. I've been through the personal attack. I am serving him. I've watched him heal people. I'm watching a corporate anointing begin to spread through this church. And now it's about time to get in a place where I start seeing every need that we have, every need that we're going through, be met, because I got a word and I got to get on the journey that he's called me to be. And I can't do it broke. You can't do it broke. Anybody ever try to pay a bill with your looks? Yeah, I said that. Johnny knows what I'm talking about. Whenever you used to go in the store as a kid and you go, Mom, Dad, I want that. And they go, you going to buy that with your looks? You don't realize when I got up to the cash register, I was winking and I was. Did everything I could do, never got anything. I was a cute kid. I don't know what happened. Go to verse 11. Got to move quick. I only got a couple minutes. Watch this. And after 3 months, y'all miss this. After 3 months, they departed. 3 months, they were taken care. Now, can I just remind you, they threw everything that was goods off the boat. It was demolished. They were staying there and taken care of for free. Not because of them, but because of the anointed man of God that was with them. Do you understand that there is businesses that are right now in existence that are blessed because you're there? Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. Why do you think I hire people full of the Holy Ghost and power? Because I want more of the anointing. Hello? So watch this. They departed. And what they did was they began to sell. And everywhere they sailed, they got blessed. They got blessed. And they got blessed. Can I break the rest of this chapter down and give it to you in real short form? Are you ready? When he got to Rome, look at somebody and say, he's at Rome. How many of you realize when God gives you a word, it's going to happen? Look at somebody and say, he made it. Can I give you some good news? If you got a word, you're going to make it. I dare you to slap somebody high five and say, you're going to make it. How many of y'all in here going to make it? Come on, how many of y'all going to make it? No, we're going to make it. No, you need to look at somebody and say, we're going to make it. You got a word. You got a word. God looks over his word to complete it. Hello? How many of us in here are beginning to realize, man, you're changing some mindsets in here tonight. Man, I got a word. I got to change that thing. Why are you looking in the mirror going, how am I going to pay that bill? You on your own. The first time that you say it out of your mouth, you've took control. Paul never batted an eyeball. When the storm was raging, where'd he go? I need to go check in. I need to go check in. And when he came out, he had another word. Can I share something with you? Watch this. So he gets to Rome, and the first thing he does is, every person who accused him, he calls the Jews back in again. So you have to understand that in the journey, guys, listen to me. You have to understand that in the journey, God will give you word to bring you through. How many of you are listening? Can I just help everybody here? Okay, you have to understand that when you're going through a storm or you're going through a personal attack, God is speaking. He's always speaking if you're listening. Because the word will bring you through. Come on, anybody ever been to a place where you knew the word had to bring you through? Come on, you ever been to a place where you just knew, okay, God, I got to get the word. I got to get the word. So watch this. Are you ready? Watch this. Now look at this. When you get over here in this chapter, you find him beginning to speak. And I'm about done with this, but watch. You find him speaking. And as he speaks to the Jews, you find him beginning to declare a word. And in short version, he begins to tell them that when you speak to them, they'll have eyes, but they won't see it. They'll have ears, and they won't be able to receive it. And he reminds them again, this is why I was sent to the Gentiles, because you can't receive the word. So you realize that while he was in Rome, his number one mission was for the Gentiles. God called him right back to the thing he was created. And then I want to show you one thing. Look at verse 30. If you need that scripture, then you can look at verse 26. Verse 30 says this, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired or rental house and received all that came in. Now, How does a prisoner rent a house? Did y'all forget? Something shifted. Hello? How many of you tired of being feeling like you're locked up? There's a shift coming. I'm tired of feeling like we're locked up in the anointing. I'm ready to see a whole other level. No, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Okay, yeah, got to. Verse 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence and no man forbidding him. Now, watch this. Are you ready? Watch this. For the first time in his ministry, nobody could rise up against him and try to hurt him. Golly. How many of y'all feel like you just, everywhere you turn, it's just been attack after attack, hit after hit, okay, storm after storm, and this and that? See, when you get to the place where the word is manifest, it'll be no holds barred. Can I just help you? You ready? If the Lord said he's going to show you revelation in the Word, you can believe you'll be tested in the Word. If he said he's moving you to this location, you can believe you'll be tested. But there will come a time. I'm going to see it. I'm going to walk into mine because I'm not going to quit. Anybody else in here just realize, listen, your pastor ain't going to quit. I can preach to one. I can preach to 5,000. It don't matter. Okay? Because the truth is, I don't do it for y'all. I do it because he told me to do it. I got a word. Amen? So here's what I challenge you to see throughout the whole book of Acts, wrapped up in a nutshell. God's plan for your life is so intricate, special, and unique. You're not junk, and you're not trash. He knew you were going to go through what you're going through. He knew you would go through what you have gone through. He knew every surgery. He knew every mindset. He knew every test. He knew. I just dragged this guy from the other side of the world to meet this lady because Lord knows she needs it. Actually, the truth is that you needed it more than, never mind. God fearfully and wonderfully said from the beginning of the time, I'm going to put those two together right there. Not make you a little shorter than he is, but. For all of us here, we have to understand, God has divinely set some things up in your life. And you're going to go through the storm. Can I just help you? Storms don't last forever. And you know what? Attacks don't last forever. But I will say this. You have one thing that will last forever. And that is the relationship you have with him. So I challenge you, church, as I close out this book of Acts, I challenge you. How will you let the Holy Spirit write your book? And just so you know, I read the last two verses, and there's no amen, and there's no it is finished. The rest of the books in this Bible have an ending. The book of Acts does not. It's the action of the Holy Spirit. So my question to you is right now, what's the next chapter in your book? How are you going to let the Holy Spirit move in your life? Where are you going? You're going to go through the storm. You're going to go through the attack. But you still got a word. And you still got one who looks over the word to make sure you make it. Amen? Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.